If God is only one, why are there tens of thousands of Christian denominations contradicting each other? It is the majority of people who claim to be in the truth. Which one should I follow and why?
But in my opinion, look at none. Because what religion did Abraham follow? Isaac, Jacob. Israel followed nothing. They followed God. And then religions were created which became idols in place of God. We see this in the Pharisees who crucify God incarnate. Why? Because they have their own religion that resembles. Today is the same, a Protestantism, a Catholicism, who follows the Christian idol here, who follows the Christian idol there. No. What's the name? That is in the nature of all humanity, including politics, ideologies, the arts, and always believing oneself to be right. The same happens in religions. It's wise to realize that things aren't as religions say. Now, there are religions that exalt themselves in the name of Jesus, and there are religions that exalt Jesus. Blessed is the one who finds such a religion. Let's hope we do too. Not many. However, once we found out that Jesus is the risen one, Jesus fulfilled the prophecies, Jesus performed miracles, and is risen, and that he is the truth, then we know that it is he whom we must follow his gospel, his truth, and not the religion. If you find a religion, I repeat, that truly elevates Jesus, which are rare. Otherwise, stay at your place. Make a little church in your house. Worship God at your home. And make your house a place of worship. Because when Jesus came, the religions crucified him. Today, many religions, in my opinion, are just like those of the Pharisees that we will do in the name of God. Jesus Christ. Today, in the name of Jesus, a religion is exalted. The entire religion becomes an organization to elevate a pastor. Uplifting a pope, uplifting a great man, uplifting a doctrine. Woe to those who deviated in the centuries when they read the Bible and burned them alive. Bible in Italian and French. I should have read in Latin so that you understood nothing. You were ignorant. You remained ignorant. And the question is, what to do? What do you do? Kneel down. Go to Jesus. Pray and fast and say, Jesus, are you really the truth? And Jesus answers you. And Jesus changes you. You become a new person according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. John 3:3, born again, a new creature. And keep praying every day until Jesus answers you. When you find that Jesus is the truth, follow him. Okay, so it's just about being born again. To become a Christian by being born again, and all the religion you need is all in Jesus. Then, of course, you'll also find brothers who think like you. All these religions have created such a big confusion that today people don't know what it means. Everyone is the truth, the God on earth, the only religion. All the others are of the devil. Follow our religion or else go to hell. Be careful that they go to hell. Follow Jesus, the Lord, the risen, the gospel. Sure, the Bible talks about shepherds, about leaders, guides of the church, but only... And we believe it. In fact, we are a church. But we hope that our church is led by Jesus. And we asked all the little brothers, me too, I'm the shepherd, but I'm the brother shepherd. The church is not here to support me. I'm here to support the church. The church, let's say, is made up of shepherd, of guide. Not of, let's say, great cardinals, great Protestant leaders. Be careful, let's say. There are shepherds in the Bible, but there are true shepherds. False shepherds, shepherds who elevate themselves, who elevate their Christian religion, instead of merely birthing Jesus. Okay, so let's distance ourselves from that. But there are true churches, the true guides, the true shepherds are there to lift up the Lord, his truth, not their denominational truth. So be careful not to fall into sectarianism. God bless you.